Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. John Bosco. In the middle of the 19th century, he had a powerful vision of the battles we would face in the church today. In this vision, he saw an immense sea battle between two opposing armadas. One represented the church, the other, the forces seeking to destroy faith in the world. On the ship representing the church, he saw a captain who was the Pope. Many smaller ships surrounded that ship and defended it from the opposing fleet trying to destroy it. Bosco then relates what he saw. As the battle raged, two mighty columns of great height arose out of the sea, a short distance one from the other. On the top of one stood the Immaculate Virgin Mary. On the other, which was much higher and bigger, stood the Eucharist. Then he saw that the Pope steered the ship representing the church between the two columns of Mary and the Eucharist. As long as it remained anchored between those two pillars, it was safe from the forces seeking to destroy her. Then John Bosco explains, "The enemy's ships are persecutions. The most serious trials for the church are near at hand. What we have faced thus far is almost nothing in comparison to what will come. Only two means are left to save the church amidst so much confusion, and that is devotion to Mary and frequent communion. Making use of these means and doing our best to practice them, and having them practiced everywhere and by everybody." What Bosco saw was that in the great battles that we are fighting right now, as long as we stay united to the captain of the ship, that is the Pope, and place ourselves between the Eucharist and the Rosary, we are safe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
So according to Bosco's vision, the first means God has given us in the midst of so much confusion is frequent communion, to receive Jesus often in the Eucharist. And there are many benefits to receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. The Catechism tells us that Holy Communion increases our union with Jesus. As Jesus himself said, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him." And Holy Communion separates us from sin. The Eucharist cannot unite us to Christ without at the same time cleansing us from past sins and preserving us from future sins. Receiving the Eucharist wipes away venial sins and strengthens us from future mortal sins. And just as bodily nourishment restores lost strength, so the Eucharist strengthens our charity, which tends to be weakened by dealing with difficult and annoying people. I added that to the Catechism. So just when the attacks of Satan have grown the boldest, we stop going to receive the strength of Jesus daily. The Church and the Catechism invite us, encourage us to come to daily Mass. When Jesus taught the apostles the Our Father, he taught them to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." And the original word for daily was supersubstantial, and it referred to the Eucharist. Jesus told us to pray for the daily Eucharist, and the Father has provided it. Now all we have to do is just go and receive it whenever we can and gain all the benefits. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The second means God has given us in the midst of so much confusion is the power of Our Lady and the Rosary. When the United States dropped the atomic bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, both sites experienced miracles associated with the Rosary. When Hiroshima was bombed, an entire house of Jesuits survived completely unaffected by the bomb. Though the Jesuit house was located only 8 blocks from ground zero, they should have been completely annihilated. The church attached to the Jesuit house and everything else around it for miles was obliterated. But the house in which they lived survived intact. Furthermore, none of the Jesuits suffered any ill effects from the radiation. In fact, all 8 lived healthy lives for many years after the event. One of the surviving Jesuits gave public testimony more than 200 times about what had miraculously happened to him and his brother Jesuits that day. And he testified that he firmly believed that they were spared because they prayed the rosary every day together in that house in response to the request of Our Lady of Fatima. So imagine the power of Our Lady if you will commit to pray the rosary in your house with the people of your household every day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The third means God has given us in the midst of so much confusion is the Pope. In the vision of John Bosco, the Pope is the captain of the ship, which is the Church. Jesus made Peter his visible representative on earth. That's what it means to be the vicar of Christ. When Peter and his successor, that is the Pope, teach officially, it is Jesus teaching through them, and Jesus can never teach something that is wrong. This is the gift of infallibility, that when the Pope is teaching officially on matters of faith and morals, meaning what the Word of God teaches about who God is, what he has done, and how he wants us to live, Jesus will not let the Pope teach error. Now, the Pope can have many opinions about things that go beyond faith and morals. He might have an opinion on who's going to win the Super Bowl. He's not infallible in those areas. And the Pope can say many things over a cup of cappuccino in a restaurant or an interview on a plane. Those statements are not official teaching. The normal way we find the official teachings of the Pope and the Church are through the Catechism, encyclicals, and councils. Why am I telling you all this? Because the two weapons Satan is using to deceive the world are confusion and division. But if you follow the official teaching of the Pope and the Church, you will never be confused or divided from Christ and the Church. Follow news headlines or religious or political analysts and commentators, and you will find nothing but confusion. And if you reject the Pope and declare yourself or someone else as the authority, you will find yourself separated from the Church, and you will have thrown yourself off the ship of Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Now let me suggest a fourth means that God has given us in the midst of so much confusion, and that is friendship. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19 says,
A brother helped by a brother is a fortress. Friends are like the bars of a keep. In times past, a walled city, a fortress, and the keep were the places of refuge during a battle. But we are experiencing a spiritual battle in the world today, and we need a place of refuge, a fortress, a shelter. That fortress, as Scripture says, is friendship. And one of the most devastating realities today is isolation and loneliness, what I call friendship deficit syndrome. What our world needs is real friendship. In fact, I read an article just today that said researchers have pinpointed one type of exercise that makes people live longer, the exercise of friendship. And there's a very simple method to pursue friendship. Invite people in your life to come together regularly. By this, I mean once a week. This is why God gave us Sunday, the day of no work, so that we could invite family and friends to get together to share a meal or some good activity, then be genuinely interested in them by asking good questions, and most importantly, delight in them. Then commit to this and make it a priority every week. Then over time, and be patient. But when you see the time is right, invite those people to the next right step for them spiritually. Maybe ask them if there's anything you can pray for them, or invite them to pray themselves, or invite them to learn more about God, or to go to Mass with you, or to pray the rosary with you, or to come on a retreat or a pilgrimage with you. You know, we have some great retreats and pilgrimages this year. Bring a friend. But it all hinges on friendship. If we would just live true friendship every week, God would open up avenues you never imagined. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins.
Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Share this with others.